You're listening to FMGRadio.com.
I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My guest today is Roar Shepherd, who is American and has been residing in Korea for about 15 years, where he studied Korean traditional culture and languages. Interested in the secret of the universe, he searched for it through meditation. Through the deep silence of his meditation and breathing training, he began to communicate with various beings through wavelengths. He is actively sharing with others the methods for a new society, which he says is coming sooner than we think. And for preparation, the new society will be based on breathing and love for human beings, nature, and the universe. Roar Shepherd also studied Oriental medicine for 6 years and is one of the few experts on the 8 body types. In short, human beings can be classified into 8 different body types at birth according to the size of their organs, and thus should eat differently, exercise differently, and take medications differently. Roar has helped people around the world find out the foods and exercises that is right for them. He teaches the power of Dandjan breathing to bring balance to one's emotional and physical health. In addition to these, he recommends the 5 elemental exercises for a simple and quick way to release stress and improve movement in the body. Here he will talk about his new book, The Universe Speaks, The Love and Pain of 2012 to 2025. More information is available at www.roarshepherd.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Roar, and I look forward to hearing about what you see for 2012 and the future. Now first, tell us a little bit about yourself, Roar. Your background, where you're from, your educational level, your religion, and why you left America.
Sure. Thank you for having me on your show today. Mm-hmm. It's really great to be here. I really like your show, Carl.
Thank you.
I'm originally from San Francisco, California. After university, I was very interested in discovering more about meditation, about myself. And my father, when I was young, told me the 5 rules of life. He sat me down once and he said, these are the 5 rules. The first one is, I don't know where you want to go, so you go. I don't know what you want to do, so you do. Please find the middle way. I don't know what that means, but you find it.
Mm-hmm.
Careful about all religions or spirituality. Find the one that's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 5th one is be careful of women, whatever that means. So I always had this quest inside of me to find out what is the middle way. I began to read books in college about Zen and meditation and breathing. And so that gave me curiosity about the East. And so after graduating from college, an opportunity came that I can go out there and teach English and learn about a lot of activities that are happening out there. So I got to fly out to South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I was fascinated by the culture and the language. And I began to study Oriental medicine. And I began to study breathing and meditation. I worked at the United Nations for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I have a master's degree in international relations.
Mm-hmm.
So I began to work with countries and stuff like that, dealing with international relations. But then breathing became more important, and meditation became more important, and different health methods to deal with the body and mind. And yes, I went along that route.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what did you do in the Far East for the 15 years?
I did a lot of studying for a long time. So I got my master's degree out there. I taught English for a while out there. And then I began to study about meditation and breathing became very interesting to me. Because breathing was a way where you can tap into the universe inside of you and get fundamental power and energy to not only handle your health and your mind and balance, but to discover more about the secrets about how the world operates.
Mm-hmm.
And so while I was studying breathing, then I also studied about eco-villages. I studied about permaculture and organic farming. So I worked on farms for a while and began to get closer to nature and to the principles of nature. So I spend most of my time in meditation, working on eco-villages, and plus at the same time studying about oriental medicine and acupuncture and the science of divinity in terms of like Eastern horoscope. So that's how I spent most of my time.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's very nice to spend a lot of time in meditation. When I finished my doctorate in 1969, I taught at Duke, and I was given a semester to develop a class I'd be teaching the following semester. So I had a fair amount of time, and I was just getting into spiritual concepts. And so I used to meditate hours and hours every day. In fact, I'm sure that I was getting a little off-balanced, but it was such a great feeling. It was like coming home to get back into the spiritual concepts and to meditate and do the things that I hadn't done for probably most of my life. So it's great to meditate. I enjoy it too. Then, Roar,
that's beautiful to hear.
Thank you. Are you feeling uneasy about the future, and do you see things changing in the world?
That's the big question. That's the big meaning of 2012 to 2025. My book is called The Universe Speaks on the Love and Pain of 2012 to 2025. So 2012 doesn't just mean that year itself, but it means the big change.
Mm-hmm.
And we are already in this big change. An enormous shift of consciousness is here. Like all things in life, there are two sides to this coin. Is it a crisis or is it an opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
Throughout history, we've seen many shifts. Dynasties have changed. Civilizations have changed. Wars have changed. New technology comes. So all of these have forced us to change and to reinvent ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So right now is no different.
Mm-hmm.
The change is the great opportunity to reinvent ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Is it difficult? Of course. But ask anyone who's reinvented themselves. You have to go through a challenge or a hardship.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this period of a challenge we have to get through before we get into this beautiful future that will unfold for us.
Mm-hmm.
There have been people all around us that we look up to, like a Steve Jobs or something who had to go through various hardships, or a Susan Ullman who had to go through various hardships. So when you look at yourself today, are you comfortable with your life today?
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling rage or unease?
Mm-hmm.
Some people say society's lost its direction.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are talking about feeling financial insecurity. So if you look around, can you feel changes around us?
Mm-hmm.
And that's telling us that this big change is here, and it's a new consciousness, and it's changing us outside and inside.
Mm-hmm.
Some people feel a sense of awakening or love, like Jim Carrey on television the other day. Because all of a sudden he feels he's awakened. He's completely enlightened now.
Mm-hmm.
But some people feel a sense of anger and fear, like the occupiers.
Mm-hmm.
So we need some kind of tools to tap into this new consciousness that is coming.
Mm-hmm.
There will be those who wish to stay into the old way of thinking, and it'll be a hardship for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we now face this great opportunity and choice to shift from the old way of thinking to the new way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ask what this big change is, we say it's this shift in consciousness of thinking. The old way of thinking was what? It was based on competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on a feeling that everything is constantly insufficient, that everyone should try to be better all the time, better than someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And there's constant struggle and pressure for competition.
Mm-hmm.
And what does this produce? It produces a lot of loneliness, a lot of disease, a lot of greed, not knowing our neighbors or communities, conformity, and, of course, not being who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
So then what's the counterpart to that? So the new way of thinking will be based on love.
Mm-hmm.
You try to compete, so it'll be difficult to survive in this new change that is coming.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to survive, actually, is to get together in communities.
Mm-hmm.
But the saying goes, united we stand, divided we fall.
Mm-hmm.
So this big change will force us to get together in community. It'll force us to get into brotherhood and care and love.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to attune to this new flow of era that is coming. And if you choose to stay with the old ways, it would be very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
We can say somewhat that America has an advantage because America was founded on these kind of principles of liberty and justice and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were prepared for a new change, changing mm-hmm. from the old ways in Europe to the new ways in America. Mm-hmm. The Americans are sort of used to this new freedom. But actually, the new era that comes, the big change is a much greater freedom than you can possibly imagine. But because Americans emphasize freedom, then they will be able to jump onto this, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that Americans will be able to play a big role in this.
Mm-hmm.
We've shifted from localism to globalism, and everyone's been able to handle that shift, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now we're going from the shift from globalism, where everyone is all of a sudden one on the entire planet with the same consciousness, every country is one, people are one. Now we're shifting to universalism.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
That means not only do we see that countries and all people are the same, but maybe that other planets and other beings out there are our neighbors and our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're getting closer to seeing ourselves as members of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a little bit hard now, but there's coming a day when that is coming. That's what this new universalism means as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so a true freedom, a freedom from the limitations of body and mind, and really knowing who you are. So we can explain why this is happening, but that is the meaning of this big change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the one group that may have difficulty with this are some of the religious groups that tend to think that we're better than they are, et cetera, because this is not accepting the oneness. And I think the oneness of all, or the globalization that you mentioned, are very important as part of this. Because if I'm better than you, then there's no love involved. And this is what I have heard from some people that talk about the ascension, that the difficulty comes where people think that I'm better than you because I'm Catholic, or I'm better than you because I'm Jewish, or whatever. And so that some of the religious leaders may have difficulty, whereas those who have become more spiritual and maybe less religious will have an easier time. Does that make sense?
I'd say at some level, if this just at an intellectual level, it may be difficult. I have my viewpoints, you have your viewpoint.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the changes that are going to come, first we have to look at why these are coming, and then we'll get to the answer to that very simply, that the Earth is going through a process and evolving,
mm-hmm.
and the people are going through a process and evolving. So this mm-hmm. is going to force everyone to change.
Mm-hmm.
So the Earth is going through its shift. So you notice every day the weather patterns are changing drastically.
Right, right.
Some places where it's winter are feeling like summer on certain days.
Mm-hmm.
Places that are summer are feeling like winter on certain days. So here in New York, everyone is talking about why is the weather so warm? It's almost mm-hmm. at December time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big topic everywhere. Everyone's talking about this. So why is this happening? This is a purification process.
Mm-hmm.
The Earth herself is cleaning herself of unwanted materials.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the plastics and all the trash and all the cans and all the drilling and all the fracking, all the pollution we've done to the Earth is in a very difficult state. It's basically throwing up.
Mm-hmm.
She has cancer and is struggling to heal. The process is very tough right now.
Mm-hmm.
These natural disasters are an expression of the Earth cleansing herself.
Mm-hmm.
So she is reinventing herself. She's evolving and cleansing herself so that she can also go into this big change that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
We have to realize that this is a part of the Earth cleansing, so that people then are going to need to survive through this process.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how your thinking is different or not different, or the same or not the same, everyone equally is going to have to go through the process of going through various challenges,
mm-hmm.
financial chaos and political chaos, and then these natural disasters. So everyone equally will have to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And through this process, it's going to teach people how to love differently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to create new values because everyone's going to be suffering equally. So we'll have to be one. We'll have to go back to live in community. We'll have to be living together in villages, and brotherhood will be very important. And you'll have to remember that there's an expression in Africa. I just got back from Africa now.
Mm-hmm.
And an expression they called Ubuntu, which means I live because you live.
Mm-hmm.
So through these hardships that we will wake up and realize that we are actually one.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have to remember that carrying on what you do will only continue getting the results you've got till now.
Mm-hmm.
To get a new result, then you'll have to wake up to this process.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question then,
yeah,
because the difficulties and the challenges we'll have to face through these natural disasters for a short period of time will force everyone to reconsider the concept of
mm-hmm.
who am I,
mm-hmm.
what is the meaning of really helping each other, and what is the meaning of having a viewpoint about God or about spirituality
mm-hmm.
that divides people.
Mm-hmm.
So that way of thinking will slowly be unraveled through this process, if that
mm-hmm.
makes sense.
I think this is one difference between what you see and what some of the people that I interviewed for the Ascension see, in that it sounds like that you think that everyone is going through this process and will come out in a positive way, whereas most of the people that I interviewed for the Ascension series saw the Earth moving from a third to a fifth dimension world, but not everyone had elected at birth to go with that. And so that there are people that are positive that would go, but there are dark forces and negative people who would elect to stay in a third dimension dualistic world. So that it was almost like the world was splitting and one was staying a dualistic and the other was moving to a fifth dimension. So if I'm correct in what I'm hearing, your views vary somewhat from some of the people that I've talked with that talk about ascension. Am I correct?
Can I clarify?
Uh-huh, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me clarify. Actually, if we go into the more specifics of this,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that it's impossible that at this moment for everyone to make it through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a big change.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving the positive view and the hope, because you are the hope.
Mm-hmm.
People, everyone has the opportunity right now to wake up and to make it through this.
Mm-hmm.
That is the meaning of this big change.
Mm-hmm.
It is an opportunity given to all souls on the earth right now.
Mm-hmm.
The reason so many souls have come down here at this moment is to take this opportunity
mm-hmm.
to make it through this time.
Mm-hmm.
But at this moment, it looks like maybe only 80 to 90%
mm-hmm.
will have a difficult time making it through this process.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 to 20% can make it through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is because the consciousness has to be awakened enough, full of love for the earth and full of love to humanity
mm-hmm.
to make it through this process.
Mm-hmm.
And the choice is up to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the meanings is that the earth, as it evolves through this process,
mm-hmm.
it will go up to the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And as it goes up to the fifth dimension, its magnetic field,
mm-hmm.
which is a representation of our consciousness, will be released.
Mm-hmm.
And as the magnetic field is released, then our karmic system, which trapped us into this field, into
mm-hmm.
this third-dimensional planet, will be released. And so all of the souls have the opportunity
oh,
to go
mm-hmm.
up to the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
However, if their consciousness is not at the residence of the fifth-dimensional thinking, which means having love, having gratitude, and having the emptiness of mind, which means the emptiness from the material attachment,
mm-hmm.
then they will not make it into the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So then what will happen to all of these souls? All of these souls will return to another third dimensional planet,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
somewhere else in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to wait for this process to happen again. This process
right.
takes
mm-hmm.
millions of years to happen.
Right.
So the purpose of the Earth is a planet. It's a school to reach a higher speed of evolution in a faster time.
Mm-hmm.
So all of us are originally souls somewhere in the universe, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So now is the moment we must remember that we are not a doctor or a lawyer or an American. We are actually souls somewhere from the universe. We came to the earth because in the universe, evolution happens very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to wait millions and millions of years to evolve because you evolve at such a slow pace because there's no motive of evolution.
Mm-hmm.
What is the greatest motive of evolution on the Earth is emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So you come to the Earth and you have these emotions which shake you up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how you reach the middle way, how balanced you are and go in a positive direction, then that'll depend on how much you can evolve in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the Earth is a very special planet, but the Earth is going to end its role as a school
mm-hmm.
that goes to the fifth dimension. So the Earth is evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And the individuals now, if they can find their balance points in emotion and empty themselves and realize their original reason for coming down here, then they can go to the fifth dimension as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very big opportunity and also a big test for all of us.
Right. Well, thank you for clarifying, because I did see a difference, but I don't now. And so I think that clarified for me. Now, another question that I'm very interested in is, why is there so much rage now all over the world and also divisiveness? I mean, I have never seen it like it is now. Our government is almost mobile, because they can't function. The Republicans and the Democrats, they can't reach an agreement. So we've had a debt ceiling. I mean, they couldn't agree on that. They couldn't agree on how to deal with the debt problems. And so there's just so much negativity and divisiveness and rage. Why?
It's a good question. Why? As we enter towards this big change, then everyone is feeling, well, and as we're entering toward this big change, the big test is coming to every individual at every level of society.
Mm-hmm.
And that level is that for everyone to enter into the flow of the new change, they must change their conscience towards higher values.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
all of us are desiring so highly for higher, virtuous, moral, ethical leaders.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
But the leaders themselves are facing this crisis themselves, where do I want to become a more highly evolved being and tap into the new consciousness
mm-hmm.
and become more moral, more ethical in my actions? Or am I going to choose to live in the old humankind or in the old way and continue to grab on to greed and possession and competition?
Mm-hmm.
So each individual right now is struggling.
Mm-hmm.
At every level of society, everyone is having this test. In economics, in the financial institutions, in the corporations, among individuals, how are individuals responding to the amount of inequality that we have in the country?
Mm-hmm.
So some people are going into raids, they're occupying Boston, they're occupying New York. How are they going to respond? So all of us are being tested right now. How are we going to respond to everything that's happening out there in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is that we must realize we must try to reform ourselves, reinvent ourselves, and always choose the higher virtue at every moment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very big test.
Mm-hmm.
And so those who can take on to the higher virtue, let's go back to what is the purpose of the Earth itself. The Earth is a planet that is 50% good and 50% bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's the energy distribution of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So there are always going to be a number of people doing actions that we dislike.
Mm-hmm.
But the test here is for us not to focus on those with our energy and our emotion.
Mm-hmm.
We can acknowledge that these government officials are having a difficult time choosing the right direction, but we cannot become pessimistic because
right.
of it, because that affects our evolution.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to do it is just to pray that the politicians try to find the good way and the good answers. But in the meantime, we must find the good ways and the good answers
mm-hmm.
ourselves. So we go in a positive direction. That is the ultimate answer. Each individual must choose the right direction, the positive direction for themselves at every moment. And
mm-hmm.
if we do that one person by one person, we make the 100th monkey possible.
Mm-hmm.
That is, that we can all raise the consciousness of the Earth together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way to, by raising the consciousness of the Earth, we can reduce some of the crises that are set to come.
Mm-hmm. Now, you brought up the Occupy Wall Street. Do you see that as trying to facilitate this process, or do you see that as working against this change process?
I see it as, it's good in the sense that if the Occupy people can make
mm-hmm.
the government or the politicians think differently, if it can make those in power think differently in their actions, then it provides a good thing. We're all just trying to help everyone evolve here. So if Occupy Boston could help other people evolve in the process, or even it helps awaken people to the fact that there's inequality in the system, that we have the possibility, we ourselves have the possibility to make a change, then that's going in a good direction. But if they create too much stress for themselves and too much rage for themselves, and they hurt themselves, they hurt their evolution in the process, it'll be very difficult. Yeah. Remember, the big change is coming soon. This big change also represents something called a photon belt. And the photon belt is like an energy field that will help the Earth shift from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. In other words, it'll help us shift from our consciousness now to a new consciousness we're going into. And to be able to resonate with that energy field, that photon belt, we need to constantly upgrade our consciousness by being full of love and humility and warmth, but also having positive thoughts. So the worst thing right now is to go into rage and focus only on the negative things happening around us, because the society is going to get more and more into crises before we go into a positive direction. That's just the way the universe flows. It's the ebb and flow of this kind of situation we're in right now. So really, the more and more crises will come, but we cannot see them in a pessimistic way, otherwise they pull us down. So right now, this is a choice for us. We must be willing to let go. We need to declutter our life. That is the basic answer. We need to declutter the heaviness of the things around us, either mentally or physically, in order for us to more smoothly tap into the flow of the universe that we are going into. Does that make sense?
Right. Now, Roar, how did you come to write this book?
Well, this book is a type of communication. And all of us have the ability to communicate with the world around us, plants and animals, or even the universe outside of us. It's not a psychic thing. It's actually that originally human beings had the ability to actually tap into the living beings around us, which are just made up of various wavelengths. You know, in science, there are various wavelengths around us. But what is the tool to tap into those various wavelengths? Are you going to use a machine? But machines will not tap into these very low frequencies. And the method to tap into a low frequency is actually breathing. Breathing is the most natural method that all of us have. Breathing in deeply through the belly button and for long periods of time of concentration, which I've been able to do for over 10 years now. So the years and years and years of training to tap into a deep frequency, deep wavelengths, and maintain it for a long period of time, then it's possible to connect to these wavelengths and actually have a communication. So for various years, I've been communicating with plants and animals and recently with cosmic beings in the universe. I know that's very hard to believe, but all of us have that ability, and the tool is breathing, what we call dungeon breathing, breathing in deeply from below the belly button.
What was the source of the information for your book, Rory?
Most of this book is with conversations with cosmic beings in the universe, one of them being Marlin from the Pleiades, but there are other beings as well, but most of the sources come from Marlin from the Pleiades.
And what are your predictions for the Earth for the future? Well, I think you've talked a little bit about this, but if you want to say anything more about it.
We can say that this is a process. It's a big change from 2012 to 2025. There's going to be a great love that we're looking for, a great paradise we've all dreamed about coming, but we'll have to go through some challenges in the next few years. So we need to prepare mentally and physically for these challenges that are going to come. So people who say just love is not the big enough answer. Just to love and wait for this new era to come is not intelligent, and it's not to the response the universe expects from us. Because the Earth is very sick, it's going to have to cleanse itself, and that process is going to be very hard. So we need to make some physical preparations right now, which means you need to prepare some seeds, some heritage seeds. You need to prepare some food. You need to prepare some water, or ways to purify water. You need to make an eco toilet in case electricity is cut off because of solar flares or in case of a disruption in oil transportation due to natural disasters that may come. So sanitation problems have to need a tiny eco toilet. Very simple to make, very easy to do. You can go on my website to find out more about that. And they need to build some community. You need to go back to working together with your neighbors who are around you to prepare for this type of crisis situation. And then you need to make some mental preparations as well in terms of the criteria for going into this new change is how light you are.
Mm-hmm.
How light you are. So if you want to know how light you are, it means how do you react to situations that come your way? In terms of relationships, are you too possessive in your relationships? Someone says something, do you react all the time? That means you're very heavy. So you need to declutter your heaviness in your emotions and declutter your attachment to things the best way you can.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a preparation for the short period of the next, starting in 2012, this year, next year,
mm-hmm.
2012, 2013, for the next 2 years, we'll have this crisis situation of natural disasters, and it's going to force us to return to community living.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to go about into the future, after that, things will start to open up. But if you can imagine a world, you remember the John Lennon song, where can you imagine a world with no country?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine no possession? Can you imagine living as one? It's easy if you try. So imagine a world where you can live 1,000 years with a healthy body, with a healthy mind, without any aches. This is how they lived a long time ago. Moses and all the figures of the Bible, in fact, are known to have lived 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine a world without boundaries between countries or boundaries between planets? Can you imagine being able to see cosmic beings or other people in the universe? Can you imagine being able to read other people's thoughts or communicating with people telepathically?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine receiving the most advanced science or technology or receiving information about finally why are we here and what is the meaning of life? Can you imagine traveling about the universe in spaceships like the Jetsons and being able to heal all of your illnesses? So if you can imagine these, then we can say the sky is the limit for the changes that come.
Mm-hmm. So you see things getting worse then before they get better. Is that correct?
That's exactly it. So my book is different in the sense that, A, I say we need to have an honest conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are feeling changes around us. We feel a crisis situation all around us, in the financial situation, in the weather situation, just our general feelings of it is things are not right.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a change coming. We know about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a period of challenge. So we need to prepare for that and be honest about that. We can't just wait passively and say it's going to be love.
Mm-hmm.
And when a child is screaming on the streets, screaming and yelling because they're hungry, you can't say just love.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be smart and actually have some preparation for that. But then we must know why this is happening as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just about preparing a bunker. This is about, this is a process that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
The earth is evolving. The individuals are evolving. So the earth is trying to evolve and change its consciousness. So let's help the earth evolve. How? Let's sit down and pray to the earth. Let's sit down and touch the earth and communicate with the earth. I love you, earth. I'm sorry for not taking care of you for now. I'm sorry for the way we've treated you. Are you feeling okay? When your mother is sick, you go and you hug your mother, and she feels better, and you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So to help the earth go through this process, you need to send love and gratitude to the earth. So we pray for the earth every day at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Help the earth do this process. And then at the same time, the earth is going through these natural disasters because we haven't taken care of it.
Right.
It's been our responsibility as human beings coming here to take care of the earth. So we, of course, have to apologize for that, for not mm-hmm. being awake enough,
mm-hmm.
for not being enlightened enough to take care of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing is that we are also evolving at this moment. This is our chance to go into a new process. So, that is why this is happening. We forgot about love. We forgot about community.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot about being together. So we take this chance now, even though it's through this short period of challenge, to remember, we are actually one. We are brotherhood. We are love. We must care for each other. We must remember who we really are. Not about competition, not about struggle, but all of us going together. So this period of challenge will be the time for all of us to remember what we already know.
Mm-hmm.
That we must love the earth, we must love each other, we must come together. So this period of challenge is going to force all of us to remember that. And those who remember that and come together will be the ones who will make it through the challenge to the big change and to the new era that is coming. And the new era will slowly start to open up around 2015, but it'll finally come to its fruition by 2025. Maybe it won't be the fifth dimension. Maybe it'll be the seventh dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll be the ninth dimension. That is not determined.
Mm-hmm.
That will be decided by how much we decide to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And the cosmic beings are appearing every day nowadays. Why is that? They're trying to tell us that, remember, we are your neighbors. We are your friends. Maybe they will come down and help us, but that's not the best method. The best method is that we wake up and we take responsibility for the planet and for ourselves, and we help the planet evolve by itself. Why do we need their help? They are just our friends who are also playing their roles on their own planet. But the meaning of 2012 is that there are four photon belts aligning at the same time, not just one, but four. So it means the entire consciousness of the universe is changing.
Mm-hmm.
So not only our planet, but our solar system, our galactic system, and the universe is being reinvented.
Mm-hmm.
An entire new Big Bang, a new universe is being born at this time. So the meaning is very, very significant. And the cosmic beings are coming to tell us, please love your Earth. Please awaken to the fact that if you awaken, the level of your awakening and how much the Earth awakens now will be their opportunity for them to evolve as well. So how much the Earth evolves now will be how much their planets, our solar system, the entire universe evolves. So it's a very, very big meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
And this will all be decided by 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see there's incredible hope.
Right, right.
There's incredible love. And you are the hope. If you begin to shift your consciousness from competition and from attachment towards love and towards community, then you become the hope. And if enough of us become the hope, then we can reduce the magnitude of pain, challenge, disaster that will come for this short period of time. So it's up to us.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most important message that's going on. All the chaos that's happening around the world now is just people, each individual at every level of society, facing this challenge for themselves at this moment. And how they respond to that, we just must pray they must make the best decisions, making good moral and righteous decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But all of us are facing this challenge equally, everyone on the planet right now.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the people who die during this process, and also those people who have transitioned earlier. Will they have this opportunity, or will this opportunity not be available to them?
As I said before, those who do not make it through this process will not be able to, if they will not resonate with the fifth dimension, then they won't be able to enter the fifth dimension. And in that case, then they will have to be moved to another planet,
mm-hmm.
another third dimension, and another galaxy. And they will have to wait. They will, you know, some people say, I will take the slow course to evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, they're really going to take this slow course. Everything is your choice. No one can touch your willpower, your will. So if it's your will to go the slow course, then that is okay as well.
Mm-hmm. So those who transition during this process or who have previously transitioned have already made the decision that they would not be part of this change. Is that correct?
Oh, I see your question.
Right.
Everything is based on, you know, karmic relation. Everything
right.
is right time and right place.
Mm-hmm.
Those souls who've already made the transition before, they're already there.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe they're sending support and love now.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest envy of the entire universe right now, and all the cosmic beings tell us, is they wish to be with us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you evolve the most when you're in a physical body.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the greatest chance and opportunities to be here right now at this moment. And through your evolution, you can help your entire family or others evolve as well.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, the most important thing right now is for you to awaken and share this with as many people as you can so we can all go together.
Mm-hmm. So is that the main message of your book?
We can say the future of the book goes over what challenges we will face, what each continent will look like, how the challenges will come and look on each continent, and why these are coming, what is the meaning of the Earth, and what is the reason for these challenges coming to the Earth and to individuals now. And then when we go over beyond these challenges and we go into the hope and love, that is the future. And so what politics will look like. In
mm-hmm.
2012 is coming. It's an election year, but we have the same type of leaders out there. We all want our leaders to be role models who we can follow with trust and belief.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the future is that. The future is finally a time when we can imagine fair and just leaders. You know, all of us mm-hmm. are finally tired of this manipulation and corruption. People want change, and that change, the type of politics you really want, is coming in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So each area in the future, I go over in the book about what type of politics will be there, what type of society, what type of economics and love and technology, what type of new technology we'll have. Technology can't possibly imagine the highest level of universe technology, things much greater than spaceships.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then also, because nowadays life is so, it takes so much physical consumption for us to live our lives right now that we really can't do what we want to do. But in that time, because we don't necessarily need money in the way we need it now. We don't need to eat as much. We don't need to sleep as much because the DNA of the body is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we'll be able to live 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the senses will change from 5 senses to 10 senses. So because it won't take us so much physical consumption to live our daily life, we can spend more of our time
mm-hmm.
doing what we really, really want to do
mm-hmm.
and finding out who we really, really are. On more advanced planets in the universe, they spend 4 hours a day on work, 4 hours a day on spiritual development,
mm-hmm.
and then 4 hours a day on what you really want to do, your hobby, what it is that you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you live in community. Community is the best way for you to evolve and to find harmony in the middle way. Nowadays, concepts like the law of attraction
mm-hmm.
are coming out there. But in fact, these are just scratching the surface.
Mm-hmm.
of what is really out there in terms of spirituality. So we will come. All religion will all just be able to have open conversations and actually see the principles of spirituality and the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be very open, and everyone will see openly whatever your viewpoints are on spirituality
mm-hmm.
and philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
But if I add one more mm-hmm. point, I talked about breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very special breathing called Dandjan breathing. And I said that is to be able to breathe below the belly button here. And Dandjan breathing is very important as a tool to help us get through this process. Because if you're very heavy, it's hard for you to make this big shift. So breathing is a very important tool. It's actually the most essential tool to get us to this process.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us cope with the changes, aligns us with the new era. It connects us with this universal internet that is out there. There's a www internet of the universe with information about all of us and health. And to tap into that, breathing is the most essential way.
Mm-hmm.
So to tune our body and mind to that, breathing is a key tool. And Dandjan breathing is something that combines consciousness and breathing together. So it's not just breathing. When you breathe, you apply your consciousness to it
mm-hmm.
at the same way. If you go on to my blog, RoarShepherd.com, I give videos on how to do that, so you can check that there. But the benefits are amazing in breathing. You get more energy, more oxygen, balance your emotions, incredible willpower, closer to who you are. But it taps into the natural alpha wavelengths of the body, which are natural
mm-hmm.
Healing build.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to ask, what are some specific things that people can do to prepare? And so you've talked about the breathing. Now, does meditation, and is there music that helps, et cetera? Are there tools that people can use that will help them get through and arrive at where they want to be?
As I mentioned before about some simple physical preparations that need to be made, that's
mm-hmm.
very important.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But just having physical preparations, just making an emergency kit is not going to make sure you make it spiritually and mentally and emotionally through the process. But you also need, some people just mention about the mental and physical, the mental and spiritual preparation, but they forget about the physical too.
Mm-hmm.
I was traveling Africa, visiting eco villages and talking with them about the process, and they've had eco villages for 20 years, but they never prepared food for the crisis. Why did you think you had an eco village? So you're seeing the extremes in every point of view. So first of all, it's very important. You just need the basic physical preparation, food and water, equal toilet, community must be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Then obviously the mental preparation that need to be made is please learn the breathing, learn any type of breathing that brings it down to the abdominal area and lower, so you can learn how to empty. Also, as I said before, decluttering.
Mm-hmm.
So take a look around you and see if you can reduce the material around you, or at least in your mind, reduce the attachment.
Mm-hmm.
So if I take away your computer, if I take away your house, and we're looking at a situation, what if your house is removed today? Or what if all your money is gone tomorrow? In extreme cases, how will you be able to respond to that? This is actually a very important thing. How will your mind react to that?
Mm-hmm.
You must be able to say, well, I don't have it, it's gone, but now let me push forward. So that's what we call about decluttering material things so that you're able to push forward without reacting to them. And then in terms of relationships or in terms of all the things around you, being able to make your mind not shake. It's very important. I can give you one specific example, which would be to writing down something in terms of mind study. If you write down on a piece of paper, think of every single person you've met in your life and write down their name. And then next to their name, write down apologize, thank, gratitude, and forgive. And so in your heart, apologize to them, forgive them, and send them love.
Mm-hmm.
And that will help declutter your mind and make you much, much lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, adding to that, prayer and meditation are a key.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, praying for the earth and praying for everyone to go together and praying that you don't have anything heavy in your mind and that you can make it through comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
And meditation, please try to do that with breathing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Conscious and breathing.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been very interesting, Roar. Now, will you tell us again the title of your book, and do you have services or products, or are you available for conferences or whatever, and how listeners can reach you and also locate your book?
Sure. There's lots of information on my blog at Roar Shepherd. R-O-A-R-S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D, roarshepherd.com. The book is called The Universe Speaks on the Love and Pain of 2012 to 2025. The book can be found on Amazon.com or at any good bookstores around you. We are going to begin webinars, so lectures online soon. So if you're interested in that, please email me at universeroar@gmail.com, or you can go onto the blog and find that information as well. And there are on our blog as well information about the breathing, and I also will probably be teaching that online as well. So if you're interested about the breathing or lectures, then please just contact me in that way. And this book contains universe wavelengths. So it's a little bit different. Universe wavelengths are the wavelengths to awaken your consciousness. So these wavelengths naturally, as you read the book, will help you match your resonance and frequencies with the new era that is coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't more highly emphasize how important this book is. It's the guidebook that'll take you year by year of what's going to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want to be around and know what's coming, then you need a copy of this book.
Mm-hmm.
And each time you read it, it'll show you something different.
Mm-hmm.
A different message will come out that is universe wavelength to it.
Mm-hmm.
So to know the direction, to know the way forward, it's very important to have a copy of this book.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you very much, Roar. This has been interesting to me, and I know it will be interesting to the readers that are wanting to know what's going to happen, what's happening now, and why, and where we're going. So I thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, and for helping me share this message out there, and thank you for all the great work that you are doing to share these beautiful messages, hope, and love for the new future.
Thank you, Roy. I invite you to join me in reading the new fall issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. This issue, like the fall issue last year, focuses on inspirational cancer stories. Several children with leukemia were included, and one I especially liked was Christopher, age 9, who was described by his friends as the type of friend everyone would want: smart, loyal, brave, funny, and always a good sport. He was diagnosed with leukemia at age 3 and had a recurrence at age 8. Unfortunately, Christopher died. It is always a pleasure for me to read about Fran Dressler and Sharon Winters, who were also included in last year's fall issue. Fran has been cancer-free for 11 years and wrote Cancer Smancer about her survival. She also started the Cancer Smancer movement and foundation that emphasizes preventing cancer. Sharon Winters, another long-term cancer survivor, talked about the influence of the environment on cancer development and how to prevent it using information from her book, co-authored with Burton Goldberg, titled Survival, A Family Guide for Thriving in a Toxic World. For me, this book was the most comprehensive guide currently available. I was also interviewed for this issue, and you will find more about my story that is being published in a book on surviving lung cancer that will be available for purchase next year. Beyond the many interesting stories of cancer survivors and sufferers, I was interested in information on Farmageddon, about the war on American family farms, and another on local food movements, both which resonated with me. Also of interest was the interview with Peter Shankman, who is the founder of HARO, Help a Reporter Out, the world's largest free source repertory. If you are looking for speakers, guests, for radio shows, conference, or whatever, or if interested in being considered as a speaker guest, this is the place to be. I have used the service and am very pleased with the results obtained. And last, a mention of the music of 2-time Grammy Award winner Jemmy Warnes. You will not want to miss these and other stories in the fall issue of A Distinctive Style magazine, available at www.adistinctivestyle.com. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. On the next show, we start a series on wellness activities and begin the series with a segment on dreams and dream analysis. Following that segment, we move on to nutrition and weight loss and a host of other interesting topics, including, for example, adapting to the suicide of a family member, adapting to spouses both being at home following retirement, yoga for the eyes, meditation, yoga, affirmations, reconnective therapy, and many more interesting topics. I look forward to your continued listening to my program. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.